Cinderella. In a far kingdom, in a grand mansion, lived a young maiden called Cinderella. Cinderella lived with two stepsisters and one stepmother. They were both very mean to her and acted to her like she was a maid. One day, whilst they were having tea, a mail came. Actually, it was a royal mail. The two sisters rushed down to the door and picked the letter up. They were both snatching. They both said, "Give me this, give me that, no, it's mine." So they both opened it and they read, "Dear young maidens, please come to my ball." They were all excited and screamed, "Yay!" Especially Cinderella. Cinderella got excited, so she rushed down the stairs and getting her clothes ready. The stepmother said, "You're not going anywhere, Cinderella. You're staying here. You got lots of things to do here." She got sad and did her work. They left 2 hours ago. Suddenly, a fairy godmother came. The fairy godmother wore a beautiful white dress. The fairy godmother said, "I'll help you, Cinderella. Don't worry." With her magic wand, she turned her ragged dress into a beautiful dress and her ragged shoes into glass slippers. The fairy godmother asked, "Cinderella, would you please give me a big pumpkin and 4 mice, please?" "Okay." So she rushed downstairs. She came back upstairs. She gave the pumpkin and the 4 mice to the fairy godmother. With the fairy godmother's magic wand, she turned the pumpkin into a carriage and the 4 mice into men and horses. Cinderella was so excited. "Thank you, fairy godmother." "It's my pleasure, Cinderella. One more thing." "Yes?" "You must leave the ball at 12 midnight. Because all my spells will fade away." "Okay." So she went in the carriage and off they went to the ball. The prince saw her. So they danced. Suddenly, dong! It was midnight. She rushed to the carriage, not knowing she left one slipper. So she went to the carriage and finally she was at home at last. All the spells fade away, like the fairy godmother told her. The next day, the prince took the glass slipper and went all around the kingdom to see whose foot would fit this shoe. At 3 o'clock, it was Cinderella and the two stepsisters' turn. The stepsisters tried. "Ugh, aw, too small. Ugh, oh, my feet's too big." The stepmother said, "Oh, darlings, it's so embarrassing. Your feet really smells." It was Cinderella's turn. She put her foot gently into the glass slipper and it fit perfectly. So they both got married and lived happily ever after. The end.